We're looking at Surah As-Safat from the 23rd Juz of the Noble Quran. Yesterday we looked at the reference to Sayyidina Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam and Sayyidina Musa and Harun. Allah Rabbul Izzah now moves on to mention another nation, the nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. They were kuffar, they perpetrated the vile act of homosexuality. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam exerted himself to convince them of the error of their ways and tried to bring them to believe in Tawheed. However, they refused to heed his advice. They even threatened to banish him from the town if he did not stop preaching to them. And eventually Allah commanded him to leave the town at night with his family, who were all mu'mineen except his old wife, who did not believe in him. And consequently he left with them, and Allah overturned the town and rained stones upon them. This incident has been mentioned in Surah Araf, Surah Hud, Surah Hijr, Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah Ankabut. Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses the people of Makkah and says that you pass by these people. وَإِنَّ لُوطَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Indeed, Lut was from the messengers. إِذْ نَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. When we rescued him and all the members of his family. إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. Except an old lady amongst those left behind. ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. And thereafter we annihilated the rest. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ. And you certainly pass by the ruins of Sayyidina Lut in the mornings and at night. Do you not understand anything? The Quraysh of Makkah often pass by these ruins on the way to Sham for trade. And commentators mention that they usually pass these ruins during the morning when they travel to Sham. Usually pass them at night when they return. Allah Rabbul Izzah urged him to take a lesson from these ruins and stop opposing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which they were not interested in. After which, Allah Rabbul Izzah then moves on to speak about the next nation. He says that, وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly Yunus was from the messengers. And commentators have written that Sayyidina Yunus preached to his people for a very long time but received no response from them. Eventually told them that they will be punished after 3 days. And he waited for the duration, but when he noticed nothing happening on the third day, he left them fearing that he may be wrong. Now after he left, the people noticed the signs of the punishment approaching and immediately repented to Allah and became mu'mineen. And as a result of this, Allah Rabbul Izzah then sent down the punishment upon them. But in fact, before when they saw the punishment coming, the signs of it, Allah forgave them and removed the punishment. And it was with reference to this that Allah Rabbul Izzah says in Surah Yunus that there was no nation that was who believed them and their belief profited them except for the nation of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. In the meantime, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam left for the coast and boarded a ship, and when the ship was in danger of sinking because of bad weather, the sailors exclaimed that there was a slave on board who has fled his master. According to another narration, Sayyidina Yunus himself noticed that other ships were sailing while this ship remained stationed. And when he asked the people for the reason, they said it appears as though there's a runaway slave on board. They added that the ship would not move until the runaway slave was cast overboard. Sayyidina Yunus told them that he was the runaway slave because he had left his town with Allah's permission and should be thrown overboard. And other people argued that they could not throw Allah's Nabi overboard. Sayyidina Yunus insisted, and they drew lots as to whom should be thrown. And when they drew the lots, it came out to his name on 3 occasions. And the method used to draw lots was that every person cast an arrow in the sea, the person whose arrow surface would be the loser. And when this occurred to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam each time, when the people realized that he was to be thrown, and consequently Sayyidina Yunus threw himself overboard. Allah refers to this incident. إِذْ أَبْقَى إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْهُونَ. They drew lots and he was the loser. فَسَاهَمَ. Then a fish swallowed him. In fact, فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَذِينِ. He was the loser. فَالْتَقَمَ الْحُوتِ. his fish swallowed him, wa huwa mulim, and he was blameworthy. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that as he leapt into a sea, a large fish swallowed him without chewing him and reached his belly unharmed. He was now enveloped in three levels of darkness, the night, the ocean, and the fish. However, he engaged in Allah's glorification. He continued to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. He said that, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. There is no deity except you. You are pure and I'm certainly from the oppressors. And if he wasn't making this tasbih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La labitha fi batnihi ila yawmi yubathun. He would have surely remained in the belly up until the day of Qiyamah. He would have remained in the belly till the day of Qiyamah when the dead would have been resurrected. Sayyidina Yunus used to remember Allah in abundance, both before going to the belly of the fish and after, and Allah delivered him quickly from that difficulty. If not, he would have not come out till the day of Qiyamah. And he would have remained in his belly till the day of Qiyamah when the dead are resurrected. This alludes to remaining there forever, and this incident could have taken place in the Euphrates River. Allama Mahmud Alusi Baghdadi rahimahullah says that he personally saw a huge fish in this river, and this incident should therefore not be astonishing. It was mentioned previously that when he was in the belly of the fish, he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah commanded the fish to spit him out, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَايُ وَسَقِيمُ, and we cast him onto a barren shore, and he was sick. After spending time in the belly of the fish, Sayyidina Yunus became very ill, and certain commentators say that he suffered extreme exhaustion. He was in need of food, rest and shelter. Allah caused a creeper to grow over him to shade him, and a goat used to come to him each day from which he drank milk. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَنْبَتْنَا عَلِي شَجْرَةً مِنْ يَقْطِينَ. We then caused a creeper to grow over him. In a miraculous way, Allah made the creeper such that it provided ample shade for Sayyidina Yunus by growing upright without any support. Another commentator said that the creeper grew on a dry tree which stood there. And Allah Rabbul Izzah sent Sayyidina Yunus as a Nabi to the people of Nineveh, which was close to Mosul. With regards to these people, Allah Rabbul Izzah then said, وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. We sent him to 100,000 people or more. 100,000 people or more. If only those who had reached the age of puberty and understanding were considered, they reached 100,000. And if all young and old were counted, then there were more. Alternatively, it could mean that there were more than 100, but less than 200,000. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. And these people then brought iman, they believed, so we gave them enjoyment for a while. The iman of the people of Yunus, because of their faith and conviction, they were saved from the continuously and continue enjoying life in this world. And the very people from whom he had fled now believed in him. In fact, they had been searching for him and eventually reached him, and they were very pleased when he returned to them. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَلِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ. After mentioning the entire incident of Sayyidina Lut and Sayyidina Yunus, Allah Rabbul Izzah then puts the question as to what is beguiling and deceiving these people of Makkah? What has taken them on the wrong path? Besides being beguiling people into worship, idol Shaitan made people believe that the angels are Allah's daughters and the jinn are also related to Allah. However, the fact is clear that Allah begets not, nor is He begotten. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that it is not befitting for Rahman to take children. And Allah rebukes the mushrikeen for believing that the angels are His daughters. They have no proof to believe this because they were not present when Allah created the angels. Therefore Allah says, أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that, have we created the angels as females in their presence? Were they present? Besides attributing children to Allah, they choose to call the angels Allah's daughters instead of Allah's sons, or is they regarded daughters to be inferior to sons? Allah then asks them, after mentioning that, ألا إنهم من إفقهم لا يقولون ولد الله وإنهم لكاذبون. That behold, because of their concocted beliefs, they will certainly say, Allah has children, undoubtedly they are liars. أصطفى البنات على البنين, has Allah chosen daughters instead of sons? ما لكم كيف تحكمون. Allah then puts the question to them that, what is wrong with you? How do you judge? How do you judge? أفلا تذكرون. Or do you have some clear proof in this regard? They had fabricated their belief without any proof. And when the mushrikeen claimed that the angels are Allah's daughters, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked them, who were the mothers of these angels? And the mushrikeen replied, that their mothers were the daughters of the jinn leaders. And in this way, they even related the jinn to Allah. Na'udhu billah. And therefore, Allah Rabbul Izzah asked that, do they have some clear proof? Am lakum sultanun mubeen? Is there any book of truth that they are referring to? فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So bring your book if you're truthful. وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا. They then contrived a kinship between Allah and the jinn by saying that, no, the jinn are the daughters of the angels. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْذَرُونَ. The jinn already know that they will be amongst those brought for punishment. Subhanallah amma yasifun. Allah is pure of all that they ascribe to Allah. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Of course, the condition of Allah's sincere bondsmen will be different. Allah declares that they will be rescued from Jahannam and will be admitted into Jannah. That is what awaits the sincere bondsmen of Allah, Rabbul Izzah. That brings us up to verse number 160. And when we look at the interesting discussions of Sayyidina Lut, Sayyidina Yunus, as well as the issue of the angels, that has been covered in the discourse of today.